96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Well, Christmas is over, but if you have children, did you take time to pause and to look at all of the stuff you bought sitting under the tree? Did you buy too much for your children? Perhaps they asked for too much and you tried to give them everything and more. Did you spoil them again this year and not get much of a thank you? What's going on here? Are we raising ungrateful, spoiled children? And what do we do about that? Is it too late to turn them around? And by the way, whose fault is it? Is it yours? Is it society? Is it marketing? We're going to talk about that. My guests are Sandra Navarro. She's a child psychologist and school counselor. And Dr. Ava Dooms, a child and adolescent psychiatrist. Lines are open. Let's talk about your children. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Certainly interested in hearing some stories about your children. Now, we're not going to talk too badly about them, but definitely want to hear what you have to say about them. Okay, Dr. Dooms, Ms. Navarro, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so first and foremost, let's talk about what has happened, and I dare say what is still happening during this holiday season. We have $100 plus cell phones, and when I say $100 plus, hundreds of dollars for a cell phone. We have hoverboards. We have PlayStations. We have clothes, shopping sprees. Who knows? Some 16-year-olds probably got cars during this holiday season. I will start with you, Ms. Navarro. Are our children in 2015 spoiled? Are they ungrateful? Your thoughts about that?
I'm not sure if ungrateful is the word, but it's interesting that you brought up the cell phones in particular. I am a school counselor in a K-8 Prince George's County school, and what I noticed is that we're having a real problem with kids as young as fourth grade being on applications and websites on their cell phones, which they are allowed to bring to school. They're technically supposed to keep them turned off, but of course, you know how children are. They'll turn them on, and they're using them to bully each other or to respond to people that they don't know with applications that are very dangerous.
Interesting. Okay. Dr. Dooms, your thoughts about that?
I think it's a combination of feeling like you want to give your children everything. I think the social media posts where everyone shows a picture of the before and after of these large amounts of gifts under the tree, and watching, you know, commercials on TV where the children come downstairs running and smiling and opening presents for hours. I think as a parent, you feel pressure. I think children feel pressure to come back to school with, what did you get for Christmas? And teachers will ask, what did you get over the holidays? And I think we, as parents, will lose sight of what the indulgence really means.
Ms. Navarro, how would you define a spoiled child? And would you say it's the same thing as ungrateful, or are these two different things?
Well, I mean, both of those things sound kind of negative. What I've noticed is that the kids of today are sort of being given a lot of gifts instead of time spent. Look, usually if you ask your average kid and you really talk to him one-on-one, yes, they appreciate the materialism, but more than anything, they miss that time with mom and dad. They miss game night or just hanging out and watching a movie together, things like that. And they're being replaced with these material items. As she mentioned before, you know, their expectations have gotten so high and kids need to keep up with each other. But really what parents are doing is they're doing this maybe as a substitute for for time spent with our children.
I want to talk about that a little bit, but I want to go to the phone lines first. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Do you believe your children are spoiled? Do you believe they're ungrateful? Are you doing too much? Are you putting them in that position? Are you responsible? Diamond, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Diamond?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Happy holidays.
Thank you so much.
I have two children.
Mm-hmm.
I have a son that's 21. I have a daughter that's 16.
Mm-hmm.
Two total opposites. My daughter, I can give her anything under the sun. And she's 16 years old. I told her I want to take her to go get a driver's license. And I said, I will buy you a car for Christmas because she has a 4.0 average. Okay. I'll do that. She said she don't want it. She said, I don't need it, Mom. I'm okay. And I said, you sure? She said, yeah. I said, well, you can get it. It's all right. She said she don't want it. My son, on the other hand, I gave him $180 on December 12th for his birthday. December 13th, can I get $50 more? December 16th, can I get more? You got another $40. What you doing with the money? And I give it to him. And he's spoiled, though. He is. And I know I'm spoiling him. I'm trying not to. Mm-hmm. But see, another thing is, though. See, his father, when I was 8 months pregnant, he's 21.
Right.
His father was incarcerated.
I see.
And he got 30 years to life in prison for murder.
So do you think you were overdoing it with your son?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, let me ask our experts about this. Dr. Dooms, when you're talking about a 16-year-old who says, hey, I'm okay, you don't have to buy me a car, I'm good, and the 21-year-old, you said 18 or 21?
He's 21.
He's 21, and he still has his hand out. What's going on here? Is this a gendered thing? Is this how one may have been raised before as opposed to the way the younger one is being raised?
Well, I think that all children are different, and even the same parent will parent, siblings differently.
Mm-hmm.
So the way a child eventually, quote unquote, turns out has to do with so many factors that you can't really point to one thing.
Yeah.
One thing I can say is that it's never too late. And, you know, being a good model for the kind of behavior you want to see out of your children in terms of, you know, recentering both you and your son in saying, this is what we're grateful for. This is what we're going to enjoy. This is what we have, instead of always looking forward to the next thing or always asking for the next thing.
And the thing is, I'm doing my best. I have a 3-bedroom, 3-story house. I'm doing it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was incarcerated, okay. I was with my daughter's father and he was murdered. I'm mom and dad.
Well, let me ask Ms. Navarro quickly, because I've got a lot of calls on the line. I would imagine, Ms. Navarro, that the 16-year-old, so far so good, but for the 21-year-old, he's an adult. He is a young man. If this mother, Diamond, wants to turn things around, what kind of conversations should she have with a young man, always still her child? But really, we're talking about a young man here.
Obviously, yeah, the maturity level is different. But, again, pointing to this generation and, you know, what I'm seeing with the fourth graders, I'm seeing that a 21-year-old of this generation, because they've been coddled, because they've been, as you put it, a little bit spoiled, don't have the same maturity level as we were at 21, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a lot of them are still living at home. You know, some of that financial necessary, you know, but some because parents are okay with them living at home because they sort of everybody's doing their own thing, you know. And I think that she needs to talk to this young man gently but firmly that he's growing up now and he needs to separate.
Mm-hmm. And maybe no should be part of the vocabulary.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they haven't heard no. This generation is not used to that.
Okay. Diamond, good luck to you. Happy holidays. Thank you so much for calling. I beg your pardon? Say again?
I showed him the movie Emmett Till.
Ah.
And he got upset with me.
Yeah, you gave him a little history. Well, certainly, as our as Ms. Navarro said, sometimes that conversation should probably be a little more gentle. But nevertheless, got to run. Want to grab another phone call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Trina, calling from Waldorf. What's on your mind, Trina?
Hi, good evening.
Hey.
I just wanted to say, I wanted to make mention, I have three children, 24, 14, and 16. One of the things that we've always tried to do with our children is get them to earn money, for various things. Because, children always want something, and in today's society, with technology, things are expensive. My children, this Christmas, they got money, all of them. We decided that when we give them money as opposed to just spending our own money on them, it takes on a new appreciation from their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And opposed to when they're giving them my pocket, they kind of go a little deeper. So I was listening to Ms. Navarro when she was talking about the difference between a child being spoiled versus ungrateful, and listening to the caller ahead of me as she was talking or describing her situation with her son. I think that, that was a situation where, yes, her son is a little spoiled, but he may not necessarily be ungrateful. He may be ungrateful.
Okay.
You see, that's just spoiled, in fact.
Yeah.
And that's a true possibility. I have a son who did 4 years in college, and the entire 4 years, he never asked me for one dime.
Yeah.
Not for one dime. And, I am so grateful and thankful because of the way we chose to raise our children, making them earn. And, because I agree that children, when you do spoil them in this way, their maturity level, it kind of does not come quite into fruition.
Well, I want to talk about that on the other side of the break, but I want to thank you for sharing some of your wisdom in this conversation, Trina. So thank you so much. I need to take a break. We're going to be talking to Melanie. Of course, we're going to talk to Sandra Navarro. She's our expert on the line. We're going to talk to Joey. We're going to talk to Melanie. We're going to get back to Dr. Dooms as well. And you can give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. What's behind spoiled and or ungrateful children? What do you think? I want to hear from you. Lines are still open, and the Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.